believe? Can you believe? It is the end of 2008. It's December 4th, 2008. Only 27 more days to go until we ring in a new year and all that New Year's resolution, all that stuff starts. All the health clubs are jam-packed. Everybody's going to do so many different things with their life. Isn't it incredible? Hey, I don't want to burst your bubble. Look, I'm the motivational guy. I'm the guy that inspires you to go after Saturday, right? But I got to just keep it real. Can we just keep it real just for this 1 minute of this podcast and let you know, come on, you know as well as I do, all these people that are getting excited to go on their new diet and health regimens and they're going to start their own business in 2009 and they're going to change the world. They did it last year. And the year before that, and the year before that. I'm here to report back to you, champion. The number one thing you need to do and tell everybody you know to do is to commit. You got to be committed. First of all, we're already a minute into this podcast. I haven't even done the most important thing. Hello. My name is Sam Crowley from the fastest growing motivational website on planet Earth titled EveryDayIsSaturday.com. I am an international motivational speaker, author, business coach. This podcast is going out to over 150 countries around the globe. 3 years ago, I was broke, sitting in a corner of a room, speaking into a microphone for the first time, hoping somebody would hear me, and I didn't sound like too much of an idiot. Now, I can't guarantee the part about the idiot because I just love what I do, but I can guarantee you this much, that because I made a commitment, my life changed forever. I was no longer broke, and I was broke related to a very bad, bad business decision that you will hear all about. It is titled, well, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's one of the six audios I'm releasing at the end of February titled 6 Days to Saturday with a 40-plus companion workbook that will change lives. It's going to take the internet by storm, and this isn't a promotion for that, but I'm going to mention it every time I do a podcast because I believe it really will empower you. And you know, a few years ago when I was sitting there, I had a couple choices to make. You know, I could just fold in the card, say that's it, I'm done. It was too hard. I didn't realize success was going to be this difficult. I didn't realize I had to work and commit to my dream. Or I could just draw my line in the sand and say, hey, that's it. I'm starting forward. I realize that I made a huge business failure, but I wasn't a failure. See, failure is a verb, not a noun. You are not a failure. If you haven't failed, man, I feel so bad for you. I really do. I wish you would get over the fact that, hey, you know, I've never really failed. It was the biggest joke when I was in a job, when I was a corporate executive. A lot of guys would pride themselves, and women as well, but mostly men because their egos are off the charts. And, hey, you know, I haven't missed a quota yet, or I haven't failed yet. And I'm thinking, what a loser, man. You haven't failed because you haven't tried anything. You live in your safe little bubble. And you just do what you do, man. Nobody ever tries anything new. It's when I really, really, really started pushing the envelope that I really started to fail. But then I understood one other thing. Hey, the sun came up the next day. That was pretty cool. I started looking at people completely differently. Like people who actually had failed, I had so much more respect for because I know those were the people that actually tried something. See, when you're in a job, there's nothing wrong with having a job, right? I just happen to be a guy that punched the corporate bully back in the face. But listen, if you love what you do and you look up at the end of the day and you can't believe it's time to go home, you're in the right place. Don't go out to where other people go being an entrepreneur. You are just fine where you are. But I would encourage you to add a tremendous amount of value where you are right now, okay? But more importantly, don't be complacent. Don't be comfortable. Commit to something, man. Commit to making your environment a much, much better place. And if you are an entrepreneur, look, you got to go over the fact that you're going to fail or things might not go your way. That should never, ever stop you from making a commitment. And when you make a commitment, things just change. They just change. When I recorded my first podcast, you can go back. We're close to 50 now, I think, online. I wish I could do them every week, but now my schedule has changed, and some of you might be thinking, hey, you're not committed. Well, kind of, but I do more. When I first started recording, all I did was a podcast. Now I do a lot more throughout the course of the week, and I still got to be a dad, right? I mean, being a dad has to fall someplace into this whole scheme. That's why the whole message is to spend time with your family. But on a serious note, you know, when I first made that podcast back a couple of years ago, whenever it was, actually probably some 18 months ago, summer 2007, I had a choice to make. I could be one and done, upload it to the internet, put it out on Podomatic, see if anybody listens, and just wait to get berated by people. You don't think people that knew me were like, what's he doing? This guy's smoking something crazy, man. Get off the hippie weed, dude. What are you doing? Or I could focus on people that I had no idea that I was even going to touch their lives. And the emails I get now, I show my coaching clients that fly in when we meet one-on-one all day for a mastermind session. I say, here is what awaits you if you go after your dream. You see all these emails here in my inbox from people that sent literally every single day or on my Facebook page or someplace. I show it all to them. I'm completely 100% transparent. I say, this is unbelievable because this started with me sitting in a room, speaking into a dictaphone, uploading a podcast, not even on Podomatic. I originally started uploading it to a site called GarageBand.com where garage bands load their audio for free to be listened to. And I'm like the only dork there with a podcast, a spoken word type of thing. So I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew one thing, that if I was going to commit to it, that it was going to be something special. I just knew because it was the perfect time, the perfect message. It was so easy for me to do. I didn't know how I was going to make any money. I mean, and that's the whole thing. I just did a YouTube video. You can go out there, and it's called Wealth Accumulation Made Easy. It's a 4-minute video I just did, first week of December 2008. And I titled it Wealth Accumulation Made Easy because it really was easy to accumulate wealth once I stopped focusing on money. And it sounds like a total paradox, but it's not. It's something where you quit looking at people with dollar signs in their eyes, and you look at how much you can help them and how big of a difference you can make. And I go into the story of owning one rental property versus owning 45 because I could have 45 times the impact on people's lives and give them a place to live. And in return, I had an opportunity to earn some money. But it's commitment, man. It's no different than when you get married. You know, when you put a ring on the spouse's finger, you're telling everybody all around the world that this is your special somebody. I mean, this is the commitment you're going to make. And what are you going to do? You don't say, well, here's the ring, but let's see how it works. You know, I guess some people might do that. I didn't do that. I've been married 11 years in February, and it's pretty cool. I don't know if my wife would say the same thing, but I'm happy, right? And that's the whole thing about marriage is that you got to understand when you put the ring on the finger, that's a commitment for life. No different than your dream, what you're looking at right now. A lot of you get caught up in these opportunities and, you know, especially people that are trying to figure out what home business, for example. You know, somebody calls, I got a great opportunity. Great, I'll do it. And then 3 weeks later, it's difficult. You bought into the dream. You didn't realize how much work was involved. Somebody else calls, said, hey, I got an easier way to make money. Let me show you this one. Okay, I'll do that. And you're chasing two rabbits, man. You chase two rabbits, both of them are going to get away, okay? Figure out what you're finally going to commit to. And if you have made a commitment and you've realized success monetarily as well as time and all the things to where you finally have found what it is you're looking for, can you do everybody a favor and share that? Can you not keep it to yourself and share it with other people? Whether it's a business, whether it's personal, whether it's spiritual, whatever that is, whatever you have committed to and you found a tremendous amount of success, find other people that are looking for that same thing, whatever that is, for me, just for me. I live in a very small niche of the world in motivation, okay? I happen to think because I made a commitment that I was finally going to go after my dream of this Every Day is Saturday message. We're going to brand it. We're going to brand it just like Chicken Soup for the Soul, and we're going to have Every Day is Saturday for teachers, for college students, for baby boomers. It's a whole movement that's going on right now behind the scenes, and all I had to do was just say, you know, here it is. I'm drawing my line in the sand. I'm never going back to a job. I'm never going back to where I used to be because the pain of going back is way, way greater than the pain of moving forward, and all I had to do was commit. And I know it sounds easy, and I know everybody out there wants to just snap your fingers, make the commitment, and bam, there it is. No, there's work involved, but boy, I'll tell you one thing. If you don't hear anything else about this message and you only hear this next part, then that was good for today. When it doesn't feel like work, that's when you're on to something special. Even though the money wasn't coming in at first for me, and even though it wasn't a steady paycheck or a job, and I didn't have that security, and I kind of lost my whole world that I'd built up for 15 years, I didn't lose anything in the grand scheme. What I gained was so much greater than that. But it took time. It took time. Commitment should be fun. Should be a little scary. Like when you get married. I mean, let's face it. Anybody that's saying it wasn't scary, you're lying. Okay, once you get past the honeymoon stage, you are lying. But it's awesome. Okay? It's awesome because it was everything you wanted it to be, spending the rest of your life with that certain individual. And if you're not married, just think of something else that you have committed to that you said, you know what, I told everybody I was going to do it, and I had to because I put it out there. What I'm telling you right now as we end today's podcast is put it out there. Make a commitment. Don't be wishy-washy. As we get into the end of this year, think of all the people last year at this time that you talked to, and maybe it was you, but that's okay because we're giving you a second chance, who said, next year is my year. I'm going to make a difference. You know, this past year in 2008 has been unbelievable at the Crowley House and within the Everyday of Saturday community. I mean, we have been on so many stages and teleseminars. It's been unbelievable. I would have never have dreamed it last December. But I kind of did because I knew once I committed, things would change. They will change for you as well. You're a champion. Get after it. Don't be wishy-washy. Drive your stake down into the ground today. Draw your line in the sand and stay tuned. Because we are coming out with incredible, incredible information in the next 60 days that will help you make a commitment for your dream as well. Get after it, champion. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. And I believe you are fired up.